Good morning. I'm Catherine Lanfer here in the studio with Farai Chidea. North Korea has carried out an underground nuclear test, prompting widespread international concern. Pyongyang says the device that detonated was more powerful than one previously tested in 2006. And meanwhile, a news agency in South Korea says that the North Koreans have also test-fired a total of 3 short-range missiles. We're joined now by Dr. Jim Walsh, a specialist in international security and research associate at MIT's Securities Studies Program. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Walsh. First of all, let's just try to describe this act. Is it a political act or a nuclear act?
Well, it is a nuclear act that is more political than military. I know listeners are waking up and they're saying, my gosh, North Korea had a nuclear test, a rocket test last month. You know, are we going to have a conflict on the Korean Peninsula? And the answer is no. This is a unwelcome development for lots of different reasons. But it doesn't mean that suddenly North Korea is going to launch a nuclear missile. It has neither the intention nor really even the capability right now to launch a missile armed with a nuclear warhead. But it's certainly going to unsettle things in the region.
Jim, you're making it sound like in this country we go on a cable show and yell at each other, and in North Korea they do a nuclear test, and that's how you know that there's something going on?
Well, it's certainly true that there is a lot of that sort of thing going around. In this case, what you have is with this test, there's going to be a debate in the intelligence community and in the capitals around the world as to what it means. Normally, we would have thought of this as bargaining behavior, that North Korea is trying to create a crisis to improve their leverage going into a negotiation. That's what they did back in 2006.
Well, in fact, people are suggesting that's what's going on now, that this is North Korea's way of saying, yoo-hoo, President Obama.
Yeah, and let's hope that that's the case, because that's the good scenario. The alternative scenario, and the one that people are starting to consider, is that this isn't driven by North Korean foreign policy, but rather is driven by the internal political situation, that Kim Jong-il has had a stroke, that there is some sort of succession or transition process underway now, and that this test and the missile launches are coming together more because of the internal situation than because they're interested in bargaining with foreigners, in Beijing.
Yeah, but no matter how domestic this particular conversation is, it's getting international attention. President Obama just came across the wire, is accusing North Korea of defying international community, for instance, with the new missile tests.
Well, I think you're right to point that out, because if, you know, just a month ago we had the missile test, and then everyone came out and issued their statements of condemnation and talked about sanctions. And now that we've had a subsequent nuclear test, those same leaders are sort of in a bind. They have to come out and issue stern warnings, and they have to come out and start talking about sanctions. But I think everyone knows that the sanctions aren't going to really mean very much in this case. And again, if it's driven by internal dynamics rather than an interest in negotiation, then it really doesn't matter what the outside world says or does, because North Korea is doing it for its own reason.
Quickly, I just want to talk about what's going on in South Korea right now. They have the suicide of the previous leader. You have the new conservative leader in power who, in fact, is undoing a lot of the sunshine policy. This has got to be making South Koreans feel even more tentative than they had before.
Well, I can't imagine what it's like, what it's been in Seoul this week with the suicide of former President No, and now this. We're going to have to wait and see how that develops. But there's one thing I do know, and that is the reaction in Japan will be unambiguous and certain. These tests, nuclear, missile, whatever, tend to roil Japan's domestic politics. And I think what you'll see within 24 hours is a statement from the president reassuring Japan, and probably Secretary Gates visiting Japan and trying to say, hey, ally, we've got your back. Don't worry. North Korea isn't going to threaten you.
All right. Jim Walsh, I want to thank you for joining us this morning. Jim Walsh, specialist in international security at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology Security Studies Program.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.